feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Facebook disabling a feature that allows advertisers to aim their ads at people who call themselves Jew haters. That came after the nonprofit news outlet ProPublica reported yesterday that Facebook's self-service ad-buying platform allowed marketers to target ads at people whose profiles included phrases like Jew hater as their work or field of study. A federal judge is not ready to toss out former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's criminal contempt conviction, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton wants more information. Thursday, in a federal court filing, Judge Bolton ordered the Department of Justice prosecutors to explain the legal grounds for their recommendation that the conviction against the former Maricopa County Sheriff be thrown out. Earlier this week, prosecutors joined Arpaio's defense attorneys in asking the judge to throw out the conviction in the wake of President Trump's pardon. DOJ attorneys have until September the 21st to respond.
You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nine people facing charges in Berkeley, California after being arrested outside a speech by conservative commentator Ben Shapiro last night. However, police say the night ended fairly quietly despite hundreds of protesters near the campus. Police officers from all nine Bay Area counties did assist Berkeley and campus police in keeping order. Some groups are suing the feds over President Trump's border wall. These are not immigration groups, but environmental groups, as we hear from Jason Campidonia.
The Sierra Club, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Animal Legal Defense Fund want to stop construction of wall prototypes in Southern California. A 2005 law allows the government to bypass laws surrounding endangered species and the environment in order to speed up construction of border barriers. The complaint was filed Thursday, saying that the law expired back in 2008. The Trump administration has already awarded 8 contracts to build wall prototypes.
It's now 22 straight wins for the Cleveland Indians as they came back to beat the Kansas City Royals in 10 innings last night to extend their American League record, the Indians tying it with a two-out double in the ninth to force extra innings and winning it 3-2. They have to win a few more games to break the record for the major leagues for straight wins. That was 26 straight wins set by the then New York Giants back in 1916. And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
beans, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films It, Home Again, Antimatter, 9/11, Rememory, and a quick look at Death Note on Netflix. I'm also going to be talking about some news, the trailer park, box office predictions, and the home cinema roundup featuring Clowntergeist. It is a scary clown weekend here on the Fat Guys at the Movies radio show. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com and facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The first piece of news I want to talk about is Star Wars related. The big news that hit this week is the fact that Colin Trevorrow has left the production on Star Wars Episode 9. Now, this, of course, always scares people when a director leaves a project. And if you remember when the directors of the original Han Solo project left, a lot of people were like, oh my God, what happened? But here's the thing. You have to understand how directors work. Directors, a lot of them, consider themselves auteurs. A lot of them consider themselves the ultimate control of the movie. What they say goes, and they are not to be questioned. It is their artistic vision. But when you work on a franchise like Star Wars, you aren't having creative control unless you're George Lucas back in the 90s, in the 2000s. But right now, Disney owns Star Wars, and Disney has a very specific way how they want these movies to go. Disney, as a corporation and as a producer of movies, has always had a strong hand in directing the flow of their movies, directing how their films get made, and they have a lot of oversight. And that may annoy you as an artistic person, but that's how it works. And that's okay because it works out for the best a lot of times. Gareth Edwards, at the end of Rogue One, there were reshoots that were done that apparently he either was not involved in or he was not in control of. And I believe that the final edit of it wasn't even something that he had a hand in. He still had his name on it, but there was a lot of tinkering from Disney. And I know that that offends some people because they say the director should be in charge. But when you have a franchise, it's bigger than a single film. Disney's trying to control something. And you see that with the Marvel movies. You saw that with Ant-Man when they had Edgar Wright planning to make the movie. Now, I think it would have been an interesting movie with Edgar Wright. And I'm not saying it would be a bad movie, but it would not have been a full Marvel movie. It would have had a total different feel to it. And it's Disney's property. They can do what they want to. If Edgar Wright wants to make a superhero movie, do his own superhero movie, like Sam Raimi did when he made Darkman in the early 90s after he was not able to make the first Batman movie in the late 80s. Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, who's going to direct this one? And people, I've heard people say, well, we should have Christopher Nolan direct it. No. Christopher Nolan, look, he can do some interesting movies, but I don't think he's as good as everyone says he is. And if there's anyone who's not going to kowtow to the demands of a studio, it's going to be Christopher Nolan, for better or for worse. I think the guy's a pompous windbag, but he will not do what Disney says just because Disney wants to do it. Same thing with David Fincher. You may think he's the greatest director ever. Heck, he has a history of not following studio influence, like with Alien 3. That's why that movie was such a mess. Not because it was a bad movie per se, but because they had a director who wasn't playing ball and he just caused problems and it didn't work. And again, we saw that also happen with Josh Trank in the Fantastic Four movie when he wasn't working with the studio. He was, I want to make my own movie. And then the studio's like, no, we want it to be this way. He's like, ah, the heck with you, I'm going to do it. And then you end up with a mess. So who's going to do this? I've heard some people say maybe Rian Johnson can do it because he's doing Episode 8. Well, first, let's see how Episode 8 turns out. But I also think Disney's going to apply the Marvel formula and say, unless we find somebody who we can really, really work with, like the Russo brothers, we're not going to give duplicate films to everybody. We're not going to make this become someone's property, because that's what happened on the DC side, where suddenly it was so much a Zack Snyder property for the entire Justice League that, with the exception of Wonder Woman, everything else is Zack Snyder. That's no longer Warner Brothers' franchise. That's Zack Snyder's franchise. And it kind of has to untangle itself with the Justice League and how Wonder Woman, how well that one did. So don't get your panties in a bunch that Colin Trevorrow left. That's okay. I mean, whoever they replace him with, they replace him with, like, Michael Bay. That'll be awful. But, you know, somebody like Martin Campbell, who's done some kind of stinkers, which I thought was okay, but it was a stinker of a movie in terms of success, was Green Lantern. But he also brought back Bond twice with GoldenEye and Casino Royale. And it's not that they need to be manipulated. They just need to play ball. Now, another piece of Star Wars news, and this is just a little follow-up to something I was talking about earlier, Star Wars and Marvel movies are going to go off of Netflix and everything else, and they're going to end up on the Disney streaming service. That was announced this week. I predicted that. I said they're going to do it anyways. It's their property. Why would they want to do it through Netflix? I think what you're going to end up having to have happen is there's going to have to be some sort of full package. There's going to have to be some sort of – it'll essentially be like cable. Whereas cable, you can get a packaging of HBO, Showtime, Stars, all those things, so you can watch everything you want. And at some point, you're going to be able to have to access all these different streaming services and sort of like siphon out a little bit of money from everybody just to get your own package and to customize it. Because just waiting for stuff to come and go off of streaming services is silly. And it's also silly to only get Disney movies and then have to pay $10 a month or whatever that cost will be, because you're going to be spending $150 a month if you get everything. Finally, the other piece of news, which goes back to franchises, is the James Bond franchise is up for grabs. You know, the production agreement has expired with Sony, and a lot of people were looking at Warner Brothers coming in, but now Amazon and Apple are trying to get it, which I think would be great, because I think we need to still diversify to Amazon and Apple. I don't know if I want Netflix doing it, because Netflix, I don't know if that's the right delivery system for a James Bond movie, but Amazon's doing really well with its streaming. So heck, you know, look at Manchester by the Sea. That was by Amazon Studios, and that won awards. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to talk about is Lady Bird. Not about Lady Bird Johnson. It's a sort of coming-of-age story starring Saoirse Ronan and directed by Greta Gerwig. It opens on November 10th.
Lady Bird, is that your given name?
Yeah.
Why is it in quotes?
I gave it to myself. It's given to me by me.
Lady Bird always says that she lives on the wrong side of the tracks, but I always thought that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
What she did was very baller. It was very anarchist.
Put the magazine back!
She has a big heart, your mom.
She's warm, but she's also kind of scary.
You can't be scary and warm.
I think you can. Your mom is.
This looks good enough in the sense that it's a Greta Gerwig movie. And I think she's got a really, you know, unique approach. And she's very warm as a director and a writer. I mean, she can write stuff that you can relate to. The biggest problem I have with this, as much as I think Saoirse Ronan's a wonderful actress and very relatable, I want to see Greta Gerwig in the movie. I like Greta Gerwig's screen presence. Even in Garbage, she's actually one of the more compelling people I'll see in a movie. So it's a shame to see her step completely behind the camera. So Lady Bird, I'm going to see that in November, and I'm sure I'm going to get a screener of it eventually. This is totally heading deep into award season for that. The next one I want to talk about is Insidious, The Last Key, which opens January 5th.
People who need help with matters that can't be explained, come to me. These hauntings can be terrifying things. I should know. I've faced many evils in my life. This one was different, though. The haunted house. It's my family's house.
As much as I love the Insidious movies, Insidious 2 was okay and I respected what it was trying to do, but I think it was kind of a bit of a misfire. Insidious 3 was kind of garbage. As much as I love Lynn Shay, I think she's actually great in these movies. She's sort of that heart and soul of the film once you get outside of the, no pun intended, heart and soul. Once you get outside of the Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne as the main characters, I like Lynn Shay. The thing that terrifies me is the January 5th release date. I remember the Insidious movies, at least the sequel, I think the first one came out in September sometime, but it was like on Friday the 13th. January 5th is like a notoriously terrible time for movies, and it's usually garbage horror movies, and that kind of scares me. But still, I think this series is at least interesting. That is it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the films 9/11, Home Again, and Antimatter.
Dinovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite.com.
Smart home technology, meet beautiful window coverings. Introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds has been in business for over 25 years and is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings. And Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So, now you can expect the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. Choose from an extensive designer selection of fabrics, colors, and textures from traditional to contemporary. Our smart shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get high style and expert service for every budget. Get smart shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
We are back and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's roll into some of the movie reviews. We're still in September. We still have movies that are not screening. And there are some movies that are opening limited. Like the next one that's coming up that I'm going to talk about. And I think I saw a poster for it. This was a movie that completely falls under the radar. right now it's the only movie anybody cares about this week, but there's other stuff out there. And the first one I want to talk about is 9/11. A group of people in an elevator in the Twin Towers on 9/11 face the prospect of escaping or dying.
You know how sometimes you just don't want to get out of bed?
Yep.
That was me today. Everything okay?
Yep.
There's no one who has not been affected by this.
Jeffrey, what's going on?
I don't have a clue.
Is anybody there? Can anybody hear me?
Guys, we got 32 elevators off the grid. All the upper floors are gone.
Hello? Anybody hear me?
Betty, it's Eddie.
Baby, you're not going to believe this.
Now, this is obviously coming out on the weekend of 9/11, and it'll be the 16th anniversary of the event. It stars Charlie Sheen. It has a weird hodgepodge cast. It has Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg and Luis Guzman. And look, I mean, I was in New York in 9/11 back in 2001, so I feel a little closer to this because I was so close to what happened there. I mean, I was about 10 blocks away. And this is, it's a sensitive topic. It's odd that Charlie Sheen's the one they picked for this one, because I would never expect him to be in this kind of a movie, especially after his drunken explosion off of Two and a Half Men and then Anger Management. I have to be honest, it looks like a TV movie.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A flash at the end of the train, so it was smoke rise, and then it was just a group, it's like a packed commuter train running towards me.
A witness to today's Islamic terrorist attack in London. At least 22 people injured in London's Parson Green station after an improvised explosive device went off on a tube train. During a photo op at the White House today, President Trump said the terrorist was a loser, and he called on the world to get tougher on terrorism. British Prime Minister Theresa May said their terror alert is at its highest level.
That means that a terrorist attack is highly likely, but this will be kept under review as the investigation progresses. And the public should go about their daily lives, but remain vigilant.
Key ports in Florida are now open to bringing much-needed gas into the state. GasBuddy.com reports after Hurricane Irma, number of stations are still out of gas. USA Radio News.
Labor Day and back to school signals the end of summer, and it's been a hot one. So Ovation Hair is offering you a cool end of summer special. 15% off every hair improving product you buy. And what's even cooler are the results you'll get from the Ovation Cell Therapy Treatment. Clinically proven to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Split ends? No problem. Dry, brittle hair? No problem. Fine, flat, lifeless hair? No problem. How about coarse, out-of-control curls, right? No problem. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment helps in all of these areas. And there's a system formula just right for your hair type, even color-treated hair. Ovation is friend-recommended, buyer-approved, and Ovation guaranteed, or your money back, because Ovation really works. Take the cool plunge and try Ovation now with 15% off. No minimums, no restrictions, and guaranteed at OvationHair.com. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Hurry, these end-of-summer savings won't last long.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. I'm going to be talking about the new movie, the one that everybody's going to be talking about this week, and the one that everybody thinks is going to break records this week, and that is Stephen King's It. A group of children face off against an evil clown that haunts Derry, Maine every 27 years.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed. That all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
Bill, if you'll come with me, we'll float too.
I just saw something.
A clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
Are you just going to pretend it isn't happening like everyone else in this town?
Now, to review this movie, I've brought some of my kids in the past on the show. I brought my son Nicholas on to talk about stuff like Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Captain Underpants. And I brought my other son Ben to talk about the new Spider-Man movie. Well, of course, you know, everyone has to have their chance. So my oldest son, Liam, wants to be in on this, and Liam's been on the show before, like years ago. His voice sounds a little bit different. Say hello, Liam.
Hi.
So tell me, first of all, let everybody know who you are really quickly, you know, what you do in your life.
I'm Liam Michael Carr, and I do theater over at Dublin Side High School.
In Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Well, Dublin, Ohio.
Right. I'm also very afraid of clowns, so yes. This was an exciting experience for me.
Now let's talk about it. Let's review it. Because you are afraid of clowns, and this is a nice little story. We go to the Kings Island Amusement Park every year, and they do the haunted house stuff down there, and they've got great haunted houses. It's outside of Cincinnati and in Mason, Ohio, and they have a clown one that's all full of day-glow paint and glows in the dark and black lights, and he was terrified going in there. And this was only, what, last year?
Yeah, this was – well, you did it twice.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean –
2 years in a row.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. It was last year and the year before. So
yeah, you hate clowns.
No, I do not like them.
So tell me why you even wanted to see this movie.
Oh, because, you know, it looks very interesting, and it's one of those movies where, you know, everyone else is going to see it, so you might as well go or else you're going to be, like, out of the loop.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see it because I knew it was a really good movie, and I could tell it was going to be really good.
Now, are you a big Stephen King fan?
Yeah, I love his movies. I haven't read that many of his books. I started to read Pet Sematary, but I don't think I ever finished it.
Okay. Do you know the Pet Sematary? He thought it was too disturbing to finish. He actually threw it out, and his wife dug it out of the trash for him to finish. But you never read it. You never read the original book.
I never read it on the count that it's 1,000 pages.
Okay. It's good to know that we have those standards. And now, you've also never seen the original 1990 miniseries, have you?
No, I've not. I've heard of it's really good, at least the first half is, but I never saw it.
Oh, it's good. Well, I mean, it's a TV movie.
Right.
Yeah, and it's directed by Tommy Lee Wallace. We were talking about that.
Right.
He directs one of our favorite movies ever.
Halloween 3.
Season of the Witch. That's right. With Tom Atkins.
And his mustache.
And his mustache, because it's a different movie when he's not – like, then you get just The Fog, which is a different
right,
movie.
Right, which is like –
But Pennywise the Clown in that one was played by Tim Curry.
Right, right.
Who was, of course, Frankenfurter from the original mm-hmm. Rocky Horror, which you have seen.
I have seen that.
I showed it to yes. you when you were way too young to have seen
you
it.
You showed it last year.
I showed it to you before
It
that.
Was definitely like last year.
Oh, no, we watched it last year, but I've showed it to you before.
No.
Oh, I thought I did. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe even I had standards at one point. So anyway, so 13. 13 was, or no, 15 was
15.
The age. But your brother was 13.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but anyways, tell me what you thought of it.
I thought it was a really good, very well-done movie. I thought they did a great job of portraying how it should have been portrayed. I thought they casted the kids very well, and I thought that Skarsgård did a really great job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the two big things in this.
Right,
the first
right.
one is, let's just talk about Pennywise.
Right.
Because that was considered the best part of the miniseries, because Tim Curry's fantastic, and he brought so much to that character, and it is the clown. This one, they do a little bit more digital manipulation with the clown than more respect, but a lot of people were like, how can you replace Tim Curry?
Right.
I think this guy did a great job.
I think he did a fantastic job. One thing I really liked was his facial expressions. He was able to change it so quickly, and it just looked very well.
Yeah.
It looked very professional, well done.
Well, and I like the fact that from the moment you see him,
right,
you realize he's just not a guy in a clown costume.
Right. You realize that, oh, great.
There's something there. And I actually saw a friend of mine who's a big horror movie fan on Facebook. He actually saw it at the preview screening that we were there. I didn't see him there, but he did see it, I'm assuming, or he was down in another city. But he had said he didn't like Pennywise's voice. He said it sounded a little too goofy. My thing is I'm like, the thing is, his voice, he did get a little bit goofy and old, cartoony, but it's almost like the way he did it wasn't like, I'm going to be a cartoony clown. It's basically what a monster would do to pretend to be a cartoony clown.
Yeah, and I think it fit very well with the character. Like, yeah, I mean, it may have been a little cartoony, but it fit the way that Pennywise actually would do that.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, because Pennywise, it's him, you know, laying a trap. It's him trying to lure in, especially at the beginning with Georgie at the grate, because you
right.
see that in the trailers. It's the clown or whatever the clown is, the monster,
right.
it, pretending to be a clown, but emulating, but there's still something sinister. Even when he does his goofy thing, it's still... It's sort of like if you see these movies where you have like a John Wayne Gacy kind of character where you know he is evil.
Right.
But he's basically acting, you know, to appeal to kids.
Right.
Which is even more disturbing.
Yeah, it makes it even more creepy. The creepiness factor raises like 10 inches.
Yeah. And so they have a lot of effects with him, but that's okay because still you have the clown as the clown. And I thought that was fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the kids, I thought, were fantastic. This is sort of like the apex of Stephen King stuff, where you see a lot of stuff that he's had in other movies. Like Stand By Me or The Body, which was the original book, it has ultimately the same kind of characters in this. You get the glasses, you got the fat kid, you got the main kid. So he does duplicate this a lot. And even in a movie like Dreamcatcher, or the book Dreamcatcher, you see these same characters show up again. And he has other tropes in there, like a dead brother, which is very common in his stuff, an abusive father. So he has these things that make the movie feel very familiar and connected to other Stephen King stuff.
Right. One thing I actually noticed about Stephen King's writing is he will make usually the kids the good guys rather than the parents. Like the parents, I don't think even one of the parents acted like as a good guy.
Well, and I think the way they were portraying the parents is like the parents are sort of like infected by Pennywise.
Right, like they realize it's happening, but they really don't know what's happening.
Yeah, like he's they're sort of under this drugged state, so they're all really creepy. Every adult, anybody over 15 is creepy as
even those under 15 are creepy as get out.
Well, the ones that are 15, the bullies are about
15. The bullies.
Yeah. So yeah, if you've gone through puberty, you're horrifying in this movie. At times, I thought the dialogue was hard to hear.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know if it was the sound mix or the theater or whatever, but I had a great time. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was actually one of the best Stephen King adaptations, not just recently, but of all time, because his movies have had a rocky time in the theater.
I thought that it just did a fantastic job, honestly.
All right, so final grade?
Rocks.
I'm going to say it rocks, too.
It rocks.
Excellent!
All right, you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quick about Remembery. This is a smaller movie, and no pun intended, because it does star Peter Dinklage. A man steals a device that allows you to record and store memories in order to find the killer of the person who invented it.
This device extracts the actual memory from your brain and displays it before you.
This is a terrible loss.
I just wanted to say how truly sorry I am.
How did you know, Gordon?
He saved my life.
He was found dead in his office with gunshots in the wall.
Gunshots? No bullet wounds?
He was working with a lot of troubled people.
We need to find out what happened to you, Gordon.
I can't see your memories, but I can see the memories of those near you.
I love Peter Dinklage. I loved Peter Dinklage before it was popular to love Peter Dinklage. I always thought he was a fantastic actor. And I love the fact that even though he is a dwarf, he gets some major roles and some roles that they don't make a point of his stature. You know, like in Days of Future Past, I thought that was great. And I love the fact that they just have him in this movie and he just plays just a character. And as good as he is, and it's got a great cast because it's got like Julia Armand in it. This movie is so convoluted. I fell asleep in the middle of it. I really had trouble even just following what the purpose of the film was. And maybe part of that was intentional in order for them to make it this dream logic kind of movie. But there's a difference between making something a little bit confusing and just making it a chore to watch. And I felt like this was a chore to watch. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you how it ended. That's how uninspiring this film was. So as much as I love Peter Dinklage, I want to see him do more stuff and I want to see him do great dramatic stuff. This was not one of them. So I'm going to have to say that Rememory kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Wait a second. I don't like the sound of that.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Death Note, the weekly box office, and the home cinema roundup featuring Clowntergeist.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Lots of folks, for the first time in generations, fear their children's future will be less. Maybe that's true, but it doesn't have to be. The American family is under assault. We're told this is about lifestyle choices. Nonsense. Last year, 48% of all the births were to unwed mothers. Not all single-parent families are bad, but such overwhelming numbers offer predictable results. We must save the American family and return education to local control. Teach your sons to be honorable men and your daughters to respect the women they'll become. Teach them to be smart, to think forward, to understand that some decisions cannot be undone, that the best decisions usually require the most work, and about the gifts of marriage, the result of effort and of being true. These things rather than the excitement of marriage and the ease of divorce. Folks, it's just common sense. If we don't save the American family, nothing else we say or do will matter. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr, and his son Liam Carr's here as well. He's reviewing a couple scary movies with me as we lean on into October in the nearer future. And I want to talk about one that, now it's not necessarily new, it's a couple weeks old. It's kind of like when I did War Machine a couple months ago. This one hit Netflix, and I've been wanting to cover it, I've been wanting to talk about it, because I think it's an important film, because it's directed by Adam Wingard, and it has such a long history, and that is Death Note. This Netflix remake sees a high school boy discovering he has the power over life and death by writing someone's name in a book.
Shall we begin?
You're a death god.
Yes.
What exactly can I do with this death note?
Put your name down and see what happens.
It's not going to solve a few crimes. It's going to solve all crime. Do you think that I'm crazy?
I think you're not crazy enough. We could change the world.
Have you read the manga?
I haven't read the manga, but I've watched a few episodes of the original series.
Okay, so the big thing I've been hearing, and I think we talked about this as well when we watched
it. Yeah, while we were watching it.
That anybody I know who's a big fan of the manga or the original anime hated this movie.
Oh, everyone. Everyone who loved the anime, loved the manga, hated the movie. Absolutely.
And the reason that they usually gave was that it didn't have the depth, and didn't have the complexity, and it didn't have the quality that those original source materials did.
Right, because it was trying to fit a 32-episode series into a less than 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to do that with anything, let alone a Japanese anime.
Well, yeah, and that's, I think, one of the things that ran into with The Dark Tower is that you were trying to – this massive behemoth epic thing, they try to cram into a movie that both launched into it and try to cover it all. So the other thing I've been hearing, a lot of people complain about the whitewashing of it, but I'm like, to me, the whitewashing doesn't bother me on that, because this is just a remake from a Japanese movie to an American movie.
Right, and they're kind of making it an American version, like it takes place in America.
Yeah.
So I can understand why people think it's offensive that it's whitewashing, but it's also very acceptable since it takes place in America.
They're just remaking the movie.
Yeah, they're remaking it from Japanese to American. So.
Yeah, so like when they made the American version of Godzilla, it didn't bother me that they had white people tackling Godzilla, because it was an American remake of it.
Right, you know, right.
They were like the one in 1998 with Matthew Broderick is a terrible movie. If you're going to be upset about Matthew Broderick in that movie, be upset because he was just terrible casting, not because he's not Japanese. So this is not a whitewashing movie. This is not where you have a traditional character that then they cast as a white person. This is not casting Emma Stone in Aloha as a Hawaiian woman.
Right.
But what did you think of the movie overall?
If you look at it as a movie outside of the anime, outside of the manga, I think it was actually kind of good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little bit well done. I mean, there was, of course, flaws, as any movie has. Yeah. But, I mean, I kind of liked it.
I have to say I didn't hate it. Willem Dafoe as Ryuk, the death goblin or whatever he was.
The death god.
I thought he was great. I mean, that's, you can throw Willem Dafoe in those kind of roles, and he always shines.
Well, yeah.
And I thought that it does – it gets a little muddled in the middle. A lot of movies have second act problems.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, I think overall – especially the beginning and the end, they were both really strong, very strong ending. And
I like the fact that he actually went and he did sort of like almost superhero stuff with the Death Note initially. He's like, well, I'm going to get rid of these international criminals.
Right, I'm going to wipe out crime forever.
Yeah, he went 0 to 60 on that. And I thought that was great because I always hate movies where some snotty little teenager gets a power over, you know, the universe and then uses it to like get a date.
Yeah, okay, like an A in English.
Well, he did use it. Sure, but... He did other things with it.
Right.
I did think it got a little convoluted and messy in the middle, but I liked how it began, and I really thought it ended really, really well. I thought it ended on strong.
I think the ending was a very, very strong.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to say that Death Note kind of rocks.
I also got to say it kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's look at the dreadful box office from last weekend. It was like the lowest box office in like 20 years or something like that. Part of it's because, and I said this before, August was not a big month for movies. And so leading into Labor Day, there was really nothing to carry it in. I mean, you were still dealing with The Hitman's Bodyguard in its, what, third week? And Annabelle Creation and The Hitman's Bodyguard were just right on top. But that was all you had in August. You didn't have a Suicide Squad. And then the movies that opened last week, Close Encounters, the 40th anniversary re-release, I mean, a little over $2 million for the four-day weekend isn't bad at all for a movie that's 40 years old. But you're not getting the bump that like Star Wars did in 1997 when they re-released it. But Tulip Fever, which was the only brand new movie made, it didn't even make $1.4 million over 4 days. To put that in perspective, Baby Driver, which was a big hit, came in at 18 and made more money than Tulip Fever in its first weekend. Even movies like Birth of the Dragon, which was last week's bomb, made more money, almost twice as much money as Tulip Fever. That is how bad Tulip Fever is. The Emoji Movie in its sixth week of release made more than twice what Tulip Fever did. That is how bad Tulip Fever did. And I told you it was going to get buried. Now this week, it's going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely.
I've seen the people tracking it into the $80 million. I think that might be a little bit much. Certainly, it's going to make $60 million, I think, at least, and do extremely well this week, mainly because there's nothing else there, and we haven't had a hit for weeks.
Right, and this has been highly anticipated by everyone of all ages.
Yes. Well, not all ages. I don't know how many three-year-olds are excited for this movie.
Or, like, 87-year-olds.
Okay.
Like, yeah. But I know a bunch of my friends are excited. Like, I have a group that's going on Friday.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I think this is going to be, no pun intended, a monster hit. I'm going to just say $70 million just to even it out, which is a record, especially considering the September time frame and recent Stephen King movies that haven't done terribly well. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. The spotlight this week is another clown movie, and that's why I'm keeping Liam around, just so he's terrified.
Absolutely.
And that is Clowntergeist. A woman with a crippling fear of clowns encounters the worst possible malevolent spirit ever. That's right. It's a clown.
Call the sheriff.
Why?
The guy that they're looking for, I think he was here.
Here right now?
No, last night in my room.
Whoever did this left balloons just like that with my daughter. The date and time were written on that balloon. That's when she was killed. Did you get a good look at him last night?
He was dressed like a...
like a clown.
Now, just by the title of this movie...
It's got one of the best titles ever.
Okay, it's a good title, but it's also like, what am I watching?
Well, I mean, it does kind of have a Sharknado vibe to the title.
Sharknado of clowns.
I'm not dismissing this movie as a Sharknado movie. I'm just saying that portmanteau mishmash title, Clowntergeist does work. Or like Poultrygeist about the turkey that kills people.
Right. It's kind of like, it is a good title and kind of just drags you in and you want to know more. That's the same thing with like Sharknado. It's not a Sharknado movie, but the title
is. This is better than Sharknado.
Yeah,
and it's
trust
not,
us.
It's not a throw off. It's not a goof movie. It's and that's one of the things I like about it is it's a bona fide attempt to basically make a slasher movie. A movie that would have been a slasher movie in the 80s. And they're making it today just with modern cameras and actresses that are younger.
Right.
And I think that that works. It's not a fantastic movie. It's not the beginning and end of cinema. It's not a big budget, deep, intellectual, very densely plotted movie like it is. There's a lot in it that you can pull out in terms of how Pennywise interacts with the kids and the symbols that he uses for each one of them. This is not nearly as deep, and that's okay.
Right, sometimes you just need a lower level movie, but it's also it brings a lot of stuff to the table.
Yeah, except boobs.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I wish there would have been a couple more boobs in this movie, and by a couple more, I mean any at all. But with that said, this still was a fun movie. It's a good, solid slasher movie. It's you know I recently watched The Mutilator, which is a slasher movie from those 80s. Yeah, it's not very good, but it's still fun. It's not deep. It's not symbolic. It's not artistic, but it's that fun little throwaway slasher movie, and that's what this works as. It's the low-budget movie of today, slasher film, and I had a lot of fun watching it, and the clown is creepy as all get-out.
I've realized that my fear is more in-person clowns.
In person? You're okay watching them on TV?
Well, yeah, because then they can't get me.
What if? Okay, yeah, because the rational fear of clowns showing up in your room.
Hey, it's rational, man. Did you not see the news last year?
Well, there were. You know, we don't have as many stalking clowns. Although, what if you just woke up and there were red balloons in your room?
I swear, if you try to put red balloons in my room, I will jump out the window and go to the police.
I would love to see that, because your window is not terribly accessible.
I will become Speedy Gonzalez, and I'll be running down that street.
Well, yeah, but you got to get out of the room first. I do think it's neat. This does have the motif of red balloons in it, because the clown leaves red balloons with the time that you're going to die written on them.
That's really, really interesting. It's, everyone's got to have a thing. I mean, this clown thing is red balloons. It's going to be like, here's when you die.
Yeah. So, I mean, it certainly has worked to play off of it. So, I'm going to have to say that Clowntergeist kind of rocks.
I say it kind of rocks as well.
It kind of rocks.
The other DVD releases this week include Rough Night, All Eyes on Me, Megan Levy, The Flash Season 3, and Supernatural Season 12. And that's it for the show. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about American Assassin and Mother. Until then, have a fat clown time at the movies.
Hanukkah, the German shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Hanukkah Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A flash at the end of the train, so it was a smoke rise, and then it was just a group
It's like a packed commuter train running towards me.
A witness to today's Islamic terrorist attack in London. At least 22 people injured in London's Parson Green station after an improvised explosive device went off on a tube train. During a photo op at the White House today, President Trump said the terrorist was a loser, and he called on the world to get tougher on terrorism. British Prime Minister Theresa May said their terror alert is at its highest level.
That means that a terrorist attack is highly likely, but this will be kept under review as the investigation progresses. And the public should go about their daily lives, but remain vigilant.
Key ports in Florida are now open to bringing much-needed gas into the state. GasBuddy.com reports after Hurricane Irma, number of stations are still out of gas. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Controversy for online retailer Amazon after it's been found they're propping up Hillary Clinton's new book by removing bad reviews.
Amazon admitted last night that it removed one-star reviews of Clinton's memoir, What Happened. The online retail giant said in a statement that its policy is to remove reviews that violate Amazon's community guidelines. People who buy books on Amazon can post reviews of 1 to 5 stars, with 1 being the worst. What Happened is Clinton's explanation of her failed 2016 presidential campaign. It was Amazon's 6th best-selling nonfiction title last week.
The Cassini space probe, no more. The NASA spacecraft sent its final transmission right before crashing into Saturn this morning. NASA's Earl Mays has been with Cassini since the beginning.
To the very end, the spacecraft did everything we asked. That ground system support was superb, and we believe we got every last second of data.
Cassini was launched in 1997. USA Radio News.
It's easy to get the timeless look of hardwood for your home with great flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate. Save big on wood-look waterproof floors, like 47% off Prairie Oak wood-look tile. Or choose solid pre-finished hardwood, including exotic styles, and get discount prices from $2.99, plus more deals from 39 cents and special financing. Now is the time. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
A celebrity chef telling the media he would poison the president. Here's Chris Barnes.
This time, celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain of No Reservations fame. He joked that he would poison President Trump. He was asked by TMZ last week what he would serve if he was catering a peace summit between Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Bourdain said hemlock, which is a poisonous plant. Fox News asking him about the comment, Bourdain claiming to Fox he meant to say kale. I'm Chris Barnes.
A liberal federal judge appointed by Bill Clinton wants the government to explain to her why she should vacate the conviction of Joe Arpaio.
U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton wants more information. Thursday, in a federal court filing, Judge Bolton ordered the Department of Justice prosecutors to explain the legal grounds for their recommendation that the conviction against the former Maricopa County Sheriff be thrown out. Earlier this week, prosecutors joined Arpaio's defense attorneys in asking the judge to throw out the conviction in the wake of President Trump's pardon. But Bolton's order points out that case law had suggested that a conviction remains intact even after a presidential pardon. DOJ attorneys have until September the 21st to respond.
It's now 22 wins in a row for the Cleveland Indians. The Tribe came back to beat Kansas City 3-2 in 10 innings, extending their American League record yesterday. The Indians tied it with a two-out double in the ninth to force extra innings. The 1916 New York Giants hold the all-time record with 26 consecutive wins. You're listening to USA Radio News.
800quicken.com. That's 800quicken.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
After two recent trips to Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey, the first couple traveling south yesterday to view damage in Florida wreaked by Hurricane Irma.
So I want to thank everybody. You guys have been, I don't want to see you next week at another place, okay? We've seen you enough.
That was the president speaking in Fort Myers yesterday, praising first responders for their work after Irma and commending members of the Coast Guard and FEMA.
I know in the case of FEMA and the case of Coast Guard, the job you've done in saving people and saving lives. But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders.
Also during the president's remarks, he publicly urged the Republican governor of Florida, Rick Scott, to run for the U.S. Senate next year. Three arrests made as demonstrators marched at the UC Berkeley campus to protest the appearance of conservative speaker Ben Shapiro. The protests against the former Breitbart editor last night were otherwise peaceful. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Harvard is withdrawing the convicted leaker Chelsea Manning's visiting fellow title because of controversy over it. Harvard's Kennedy School dean says naming her a fellow was a mistake because the title's perceived as honoring her. While the title is withdrawn, Manning is still invited to speak at the school. Manning's job caused CIA Director Mike Pompeo to drop a speaking engagement at the school last night because he felt it would betray the trust of those working at the agency. And former acting CIA Chief Mike Morrell also resigned from his position at the school for similar reasons. The latest American to betray the U.S., trying to join ISIS, caught fighting in Syria. USA's Jason Wirt has more.
An American ISIS fighter is in U.S. custody after surrendering in Syria. The man was taken during a battle on Tuesday, according to the Syrian Democratic Forces. A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. citizen is being legally detained by the Department of Defense and is a known enemy combatant. The fighter's identity not being released at this time. There are approximately 250 people who left the U.S. to go fight for ISIS.
Welcome to Awaken to Your Purpose.
You guys can keep talking. Your mic's on.
Welcome to Awaken to Your Purpose. My name is Robert Burns. My co-host Gina will be on in a minute or two, but I just have to give you a brief summation of the weather first. And the weather is today. Chance of showers. I don't see any chance of showers out there. The sun is too bright. Unless all of a sudden the showers are going to be boiling water. That I don't know. Let me see. Then this evening, low 61, chance of showers. Then patchy fog. How do you know it's foggy when it's dark out? Okay.